You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison today announced a raft of changes to the government's income support schemes that have provided a lifeline to so many in recent months.
It has always been our view that it has to taper back. It has to scale down.
From September until December, the $1,500 a fortnight JobKeeper scheme will be split into two tiers. The top tier of $1,200 will be paid to those working 20 hours or more a week. Those that are working less than that will receive the second tier payment of $750.
JobSeeker and JobKeeper are not do-nothing payments. JobSeeker and JobKeeper are payments that support people's income and are not designed to prevent them from going out and seeking work and to improve their circumstances.
The payments will decrease even further from January until March to a $1,000 payment and a $650 payment. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says to qualify for the reversion scheme, businesses will again need to show their turnover has fallen significantly.
To be eligible for the initial phase of JobKeeper, businesses had to see a reduction in turnover of 30 or 50%, depending on their size, and charities a 15% reduction. These tests remain the same, but they will be reapplied at the end of September and again at the start of January.
The JobSeeker unemployment benefit will also change. The fortnightly $550 supplement will be reduced to $250, taking the maximum payment to $800. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service says many Australians will struggle.
I am receiving texts from people now, people who have been saying, how will I pay for my food?
While Toby O'Connor from St Vincent de Paul Society says the unemployment benefit must be raised permanently.
We've always held for probably the last 10 years that Newstart is way too low. So we would like to see the supplement become part of Newstart as we go forward in business as usual.
The opposition's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government must do better with the rollout of this second phase of support measures.
We want to see the government do a much better job rolling out this new phase of government support than they did rolling out the first phase. We shouldn't forget that every single Australian left out of the original JobKeeper program is still left behind in this new iteration.
The expanded programs are expected to cost the government more than $20 billion. You can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.